This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump, U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland contradicted the president's claim that there was a conditional deal in recent months that Ukraine would not get the military aid it wanted unless it opened investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically. VOA's Catherine Gibson provides details.
Sondland explaining he, Ambassador Kurt Volker, and Energy Secretary Rick Perry acted under the direction of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
We all understood that if we refused to work with Mr. Giuliani, we would lose a very important opportunity to cement relations between the United States and Ukraine. So we followed the president's orders.
On the 26th.
House Democrats said Sondland's testimony clearly established Trump abused the power of his office. Sondland leveled serious allegations against top administration officials, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who defended his role. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Ex-military Chief Benny Gantz informed Israeli President Reuven Rivlin on Wednesday that he has failed to form a coalition government, almost guaranteeing Israelis will head to the polls for the third time this year after political deadlock paralyzed the government. The political stalemate began after elections in April and September. Current Premier Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and Gantz's centrist Blue and White party both won approximately the same number of seats to become the largest parties in the legislature. Neither party had an apparent path, however, to form the 61-seat majority required in Israel's parliament. Syrian forces shelled a displaced persons camp in rebel-held Idlib Wednesday, killing at least 15 civilians, according to anti-government activists. The missile set a number of